Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Missing Link for SLPs podcast. I'm Maddie, your host, speaker, and very passionate speech-language pathology advocate. If you are new to the field of speech pathology or just want to stay fresh, this podcast is for you. Here, I will share with you my wisdom and experience of more than 23,000 hours of one-on-one skilled intervention working around the world as an in-the-trenches medical SLP. And now, as an assistant professor for an accredited CSD program, I want to help you see the big picture of what you're doing and connect those small dots of what you know and how to apply it in your practice, those missing links, helping you be the best, most confident, and most effective SLP you can be. There's no better time than now to freshen up. You totally got this. Welcome to episode 5, Shh, Be Quiet, I'm Trying to Learn, or 5 Top Strategies for Staying Focused During Remote Learning. As a college professor, I have really seen my students struggle with learning how to shift out of their apartments, their dorm rooms, the grad labs, all of those places, and shift their learning to home. And it's been a struggle for all of us. So this episode, I want to talk about ways to maximize your remote learning space and your remote learning journeys and challenges and struggles. So, quick story, when I sit to study, my husband and my daughter know that I need it quiet. Everything gets turned off in the background. When my daughter studies, she's turning 18 this Friday. When she studies, she can have a movie on her laptop or something on in the background or music, or she can have a friend open on the bed that she'll be chatting to as she learns. So she and I are so totally different with the environments that we need when we go to study. So that's what I want to talk about today, is finding the best, most effective environment that you can create with this, with the coronavirus going on and us being in safe shelters and so much of our interactions being moved from person to person to virtual reality. So some of you are alone. Some of you are struggling every day. Others have moved home and are in houses filled with people and new stresses. All of our worlds have been dumped upside down, and that's what I want to talk about with everybody today. Some ways to move forward with this. One of the things that I have learned on this journey myself is it's been helpful for me to understand that I am at heart an introvert. I was so surprised when I talked to a colleague of mine in the hospital setting. She's like, oh, I just can't wait to get back at work. I need to be feeling like I'm producing something. And her rejuvenation and re-energizing is very different from mine. If you can put me in front of a computer where I get to sit and create, I am happy. So being an introvert means I am very happy at home. For those of you who are extroverts, you guys prefer to be out. So understand that everything I'm talking about today really truly depends on the framework that you are working from. Neither one's right nor wrong. They're just very different people, very different frameworks and ways of thinking of things. So understand in kind of as we go through this podcast, excuse me, no, I do not have COVID. Just a little dry mouth because I'm excited and I'm talking a lot. But as we go through this, kind of look at it with the eyeglasses on or the view of whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. If you live alone, it's going to be easier for you to follow these 5 strategies for learning remotely because you're going to be able to move around inside where you're living on your own schedule, with your own things, it's going to be a lot easier for you. But you're going to have different battles. You're going to have more loneliness issues and just a different set of challenges. So if you live alone, to maximize your remote learning, just be sure that you're taking the time to prepare yourself. So when your classes are starting, make sure that your computer's charged up. Make sure that you have your coffee or water beside you and you're ready to go. If you're going to take notes, make sure you're taking notes. If you need your phone because you need to connect with classmates because a Zoom meeting has suddenly changed, know about that as well. So get ready. Go turn on, plug in. Be sure you plug in. If you have any mental health, wellness, growing edges, make sure that you are meeting your minimum marks. And we can talk more about that later. Follow up when something happens and then identify your biggest challenges. Like I just mentioned, if it's a mental wellness issue, if it's a connectivity issue, if it's a technology challenge issue, identify your big challenges and or your not so big challenges and then start problem solving those one a day. If you live with others, you're going to have to be a little more creative with your remote learning. You're going to want to definitely establish boundaries and really communicate clearly. When are your class schedules? Are your class times? When are your, not interactive lecture times, but more the videos that you need to watch to follow up? When are going to be your study times and your project management times? Be very clear with others what you need to do, what they need to do, and then problem solve for things that might happen. If you have one, say you're living with your boyfriend, for example, and both of you are working from home and he needs the kitchen, you can be in the bedroom. I'm taking this from a real example. You can be in the bedroom for part of it, but you probably don't want to be in there for all of it. It's just not going to be well to stay in that room the whole time. You're going to need to get up and move around and be sitting at the table if that works for you so you can be alert and active and participating. It's wonderful to stay in pajamas and lean back in bed. I did that a couple of weeks ago and I just found I was tired and I took a nap and slept through a tutorial I was supposed to be watching. So try to get up and out, establish those boundaries, stick to your boundaries, write them down, communicate in a positive manner instead of saying, hey, you know, you didn't get off when I needed you off or you're using all of the data. Go back and take a look and see if you can't, in a positive, cooperative approach, work on the solution rather than arguing about a problem. But establish those boundaries and then stick to those boundaries. Another strategy, I'm going back up to the top. So the top strategy is managing your environment. Another strategy for staying focused during remote learning is to really be sure that you are keeping in touch with your professor and your classmates, your cohort. Reach out to them. Reach out to your professors. If you're not clear on something, chances are that your cohorts aren't either. So I guess I would encourage you to reach out to your cohort first. Say, hey, did you understand when that assignment got shifted to or what we're supposed to do now? If you're still not clear on it, a lot of my students will say, hey, professor, my cohort's not clear on yada, yada, yada. And so one of you is coming forward as a spokesperson to clear it up. And then I go on our learning platform and I can write a clarification email if needed or resolve the issue. But reach out to your professors. Schedule those Zoom meetings in during their virtual office hours. Reach out to your cohorts. Have a nightly Have a nightly, just a 10-minute touchdown as a cohort. Or a weekly, you can have a weekly happy hour. Or I know in our program, we do a weekly touchdown with students. Actually, we do two of them. We do a town meeting Monday mornings at 9 a.m. Actually, we do two of them. We do a Monday morning town hall meeting where we jump on as a cohort and the professors are all on there and we just go through some housekeeping issues and changes regarding SimuCase or whatever. And then we have a Thursday class, Touchdowns, which is where we go over some of our more clinical skills and things like that as we move forward learning how to be speech pathologists. But stay in touch with everybody. Stay in the loop. And if you feel like you're on the outside of the loop, step back in and say, hey, what's going on here? Or, it's not positive. Say, hey, let's get together for a quick 5 minute, how's everybody doing? So keep in touch with your professor. The third thing is understand what happens after class. When your professor clicks off, she or he has a lot of things that are happening. We are getting tons of emails every day and lots of tutorials and problem solving and just a lot of work where we are getting together on our projects and with other faculty members, working hard to get you students the best we can through the remainder of this semester and then on through into the next semester. So understand that there's a lot of pieces going on behind the scenes, and figure out where you can do your part to take care of the responsibilities you need to, and fill in the gaps where needed. We're all working together as a team. We're all in this together. So a very effective way to increase your remote learning is problem solve for ways that you can improve the whole effort of us all moving forward. The fourth one is, what happens if you feel like you're going stir crazy? So the fourth strategy is attend to your mental wellness. This means following a regular sleep schedule, staying active and going for walks and eating healthy and drinking healthy and maintaining those relationships. It's also very important that if you have mental health growing edges, I call them, reach out to a counselor or a very good friend and address those issues. If you feel like you are increasing in depression or anxiety, reach out to the appropriate people, please. It is very normal, very, very normal for all of us to have these feelings that we're not used to. This is a new normal for us. And hopefully it's not going to be a permanent normal. But I myself have been surprised at the emotional toll that this has had on me. Being an introvert, like I mentioned at the very beginning, I'm happy staying home at home, but it's the difficulties I have had adjusting have surprised me. I was ready for the bigger challenges. I was not ready for the smaller challenges and the emotional toll that took. So that brings me to number five. And number five for strategies for remaining focused during this remote learning period is honoring the journey that you're on. This learning to adjust has been very painful. So I have learned that to stay focused, I need those breaks. I need to pat myself on the back for the things that I've done well. And I need to cut myself some slack for things that I haven't accomplished. We are not in our natural environment. And because we're not in our natural environment, we have got to adjust and adapt. And by following these five strategies, we are going to be more focused on remote learning, and we're going to get more from our online classes. There are some good things that will come from this. We will have a sense of resiliency that we will, years down the road, be able to say, yes, I went through graduate school or undergraduate school, or I launched my clinical fellowship during the COVID period. There's no way to go through this other than going through it. So I have created for you a self-check-in document, and I'm going to have it available on the website soon. And it's a self-check-in, and until it's available, the columns that I made are, I have, let's see, 4 across and 7 down. And the areas that are 4 across are, the columns that are 4 across is area. And under area, I have me, myself, and I. The next one is school. The next one is cohort. The next row is relationships with family and friends. The next row is mental wellness. The next row is physical. And the final row is news and hype. The columns are, how am I doing? Ways to improve. And my daily short-term goal. This is a way for you to kind of sketch out on a daily basis how you're doing. Give yourself a number 1 through 5. 1, you're doing great, or even 0, you're doing great and the waters are calm. And 5 would be the waters are quite choppy and the storm is brewing. What you're looking for is to manage those numbers and be able to identify where you truly are having some problems. There's a great app out there called My Life in Pixels, and I just love it because you open it up for the day. I open it up every morning. And then, actually not every morning, I change it around during the day. But I try to be like morning or afternoon, so I'm a little consistent. And you press on the color that your emotions are at that time. And it's really a nice way to just kind of gauge how you're doing. And that is, that's the most effective strategy I can give you. To stay focused during these remote learning times is understand where you're having your troubles and then fix them. If it's with boundaries, if it's with wellness, if it's with connectivity, if it's communication, address those issues. Don't sweep them under the carpet. Don't sweep them under the rug, but address them and begin problem solving for those difficulties and be resilient. You will get through this. We will all get through this and we will be better for it. Your challenge of the week: learn to embrace the loneliness and find areas to grow outside of yourself. There are some of us who will be lonely, and there's not tons we can do about it right now, but find areas to grow outside of yourself. The quote of the week is by Mandy Hale: "A season of loneliness and isolation is when a caterpillar gets its wings. Remember that the next time you get your wings." So right now, we as speech pathologists are in a cocoon, and we are waiting, safe and protected in our homes, for it to be safe for us to go out again and to spread our wings. So this time of metamorphosis is a time for us to grow, reflect, and become stronger. Tips for success: during this stay at shelter time, we must learn to be resilient. Reflect on the lessons you're learning so you can carry them forward into life after COVID-19, because there will be a life after COVID-19. Our next upcoming topics, our very next podcast, the title of it is "What If You're Terrified of What's Coming?" The next episode following that will be episode 7, "What's Next? The Future of SLPs." And then episode 8, 5 must-have skills for SLPs to master during this pandemic. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope today's conversation has created some aha moments for you and motivated you to become a better SLP, continuing to connect some of those missing links between what you know and how to use that knowledge. Thank you for downloading the Missing Link for SLPs podcast. And if you enjoyed the show, I'd love you to subscribe, rate it, and leave a short review. Also, please share an episode with a friend. Together, we can raise awareness and help more SLPs find and connect those missing links, help them feel confident in their patient care every step of the way.
Follow me on Instagram and join the Fresh SLP community on Facebook. Show notes are always available, so come learn more at freshslp.com. Let's make those connections. You